Welcome to the Agent of Wealth podcast with Mark Boutis from Boutis Financial. In this podcast, Mark helps guide you towards financial freedom, ensure you never run out of money, and create a balance in life that prioritizes what is most important to you. Join us for this journey as Mark draws from years of expertise and guest experts to solve the multiple wealth building challenges involved in your financial life.
Welcome back to The Agent of Wealth. This is your host, Mark Boutis. Today, we're going to talk about wants and needs when it comes to spending your money. There's definitely a heightened awareness nowadays from people about where their money's going, and by understanding the difference between wants and needs, we can better take control of our finances and build a more secure future. So distinguishing between wants and needs is crucial for several reasons. First, it'll help you budget effectively by prioritizing your spending. It will assist you with financial stability. Focusing on fulfilling needs first ensures financial stability and security. And then also recognizing wants versus needs helps in avoiding unnecessary debt. And ultimately, it will assist you in achieving your financial goals. So let's begin by defining wants versus needs and what the difference is between them. Needs encompass the essential elements required for survival and well-being. These are fundamental necessities for sustaining a basic standard of living. Examples of needs include housing, and that's your rent or mortgage, property taxes, homeowners or renters insurance, utilities, electricity, water, gas, heating, cell phone, cable, your internet, which at one time was not necessarily a need, healthcare, insurance premiums, prescription costs, co-pays, therapy, medication, your food, groceries, essential household items, clothing, everyday attire and work attire or uniforms, family expenses like daycare, pet care, etc. And then there's transportation, fuel, car insurance, commuting costs, public transportation fares. Now, on the other hand, wants represent desires and preferences beyond the essentials. So these include items or experiences that enhance your quality of life, but are not essential for survival. While needs are vital for sustaining life, wants contribute to comfort, enjoyment, and personal satisfaction. So examples of wants include entertainment, dining out, or ordering food to go, travel expenses, monthly subscriptions or memberships, TV, music streaming accounts, electronics, home purchases, new clothing. So wants are not inherently bad. They often can help you accomplish important goals like keeping in touch with loved ones, having fun, staying healthy, but they are not necessary for your survival or well-being. But before we move on, I wanted to discuss the importance of differentiating between the two of them. So misinterpreting wants as needs can quickly lead to debt, financial stress, as people may overspend on discretionary items, believing that they're actually essential for their well-being. And then when wants are mistaken for needs, people may prioritize spending on non-essential goods and experiences over crucial expenses such as housing, utility, healthcare, and then what we're going to talk a little bit about later, kind of how the spending fits into your big financial picture. But by doing this, it can result in budgetary imbalances where a significant portion of your income goes towards fulfilling desires rather than meeting your genuine necessities. So as a consequence, people may resort to borrowing money, credit cards, loans, other form of debt to cover essential expenses, which then go and exacerbate their financial burden. Or just as bad, there's not enough money each month to allocate to financial goals like retirement, for example. In addition, misinterpreting wants as needs can create a cycle of unsustainable spending habits, and then you got to look at the mental side of it. It creates chronic financial stress. So individuals who constantly or consistently overspend on non-essential items may find themselves trapped in this pattern of debt repayment, struggling to keep up with their monthly bills and interest payments, and the financial strain can have a detrimental effect on mental and emotional well-being, including that's just if things go good, they're struggling to keep up. If there's an emergency or if something happens, it can lead to actually financial ruin. So the accumulation of debt, it can limit your future financial opportunities, such as buying a home, pursuing higher education, saving for retirement. And again, it leads to that constant financial instability and stress. So one of the things to address this is you want to accurately distinguish between wants and needs, and that can definitely have a beneficial impact on your financial health. Like I mentioned earlier, it doesn't have to be accumulating debt that can ruin your financial goal. It's a lot of times it happens to people who spend every dollar that comes in each month on living expenses, and they neglect their savings or savings toward their financial goals. And the line between wants and needs, it can sometimes be blurry. and it's hard to separate out which expenses belong to which category. And there are different reasons for this. So like if, with your lifestyle, whether an expense is a need or a want, it often depends on how and why you use it. For example, if you work from home, your home internet may be a need for you. However, if you only use your home internet for entertainment, such as browsing social media, playing video games, watching TV, it's actually considered a want. I know that kind of sounds crazy that someone would, that internet is not necessary for survival, but in the purpose of categorizing wants and needs, it technically is a want. There's also split expenses. So part of an expense may be categorized as a need while others are a want. An example of this is a grocery bill. It's obviously a need because you need to eat. But along with your produce, protein, whole grains, you go and buy a candle or plan or something else. Some of those things are wants versus needs. Which option you choose, you know, other times the category of expense is a need, but the specific option you choose within that category is a want. For example, having some kind of phone may be a need so you can communicate with family, friends, or coworkers. However, if you choose to spend hundreds or over $1,000 on the newest smartphone and upgrade every year, that extra expense, it's suddenly a want. So you want choosing the option that's a want rather than need, it's not always a bad thing. So for example, purchasing organic food may be an ethical choice. It may be something you want to be healthy and it's worth the money to you, but it's a choice. Understanding which expenses are and which ones are not optional, it'll help you more effectively create that household budget or spending plan. So where does savings fit in? As a financial advisor, I've never told someone, don't spend money on this or don't spend money on that. It's all about priorities. So as an example, if taking a big European trip each year, it's the most important thing to you, then go spend money on that every year. But you have to have the visibility into what, you know, if you do that every year, how does that impact anything else that you're doing financially? And, you know, it comes down to prioritization is the most important takeaway of this. So far, we haven't discussed a large part of the financial picture and how it fits into this conversation, which is your savings and long-term financial goals. So I mentioned, you know, how that wants and needs, but that's not the only thing that competes for your dollar each month. You have savings and there's financial goals attached with those savings. It could be as simple as having an emergency savings to prevent financial ruin when something goes wrong. It could be that you're saving money to pay off debt. And it can be obviously any type of debt. You could be saving to retire one day. Maybe again, going in that to how to prevent financial ruin, you're paying premiums on life, disability, or long-term care insurance. You may have kids and you may want to pay for their college someday. So what happens is if your spending is tight, and you know, going back to that example I used where someone spends every dollar that comes in, it's easy to stop putting money towards these categories. You know, this sort of spending, it feels like a want, because it's not an immediate need. However, you really have to look at the importance of this because saving towards your future, getting out of debt, you know, you should really consider those needs. They're investments in your long-term financial and personal well-being. Now, one approach to kind of address this, it's a model by Mike McCallowitz called Profit First, where you figure out, okay, where are all the buckets that my money has to go to? And you wind up paying yourself first so that the money can be allocated to those buckets. And then, you know, you look at expenses, your living expenses after that. But I want to also add a couple other ways that you can really, you know, successfully divvy up your money each paycheck. And one at a high level, it's called the 50-30-20 budgeting rule. So this is, it's widely recognized financial framework. Of course, it's a high level. Of course, it, you know, fits differently to everyone. But what it does is it really allocates your income into three main categories to promote that balance. So under the rule, 50% of your after-tax income, it's spent on needs. 30% goes to your after-tax income goes to wants. And 20% of your after-tax income, it's spent on savings and debt. Now, obviously, this is a simplistic kind of, because someone's, what they need for savings may be different than others, and it may be more than 20%, possibly less than 20, but you really have to look at, it's just kind of to get you someone thinking about the framework of splitting up or divvying their money each month. All right, so let's look at this in a little more detail. So the way that this rule works is it allows you to spend 30% of your take-home pay on things you want. So how this helps is by assigning a concrete value to your wants, it should help or at least prevent yourself from overspending and entering in debt or spending all of your money each month. Now let's look at an example of this. So let's say someone's take-home pay is $10,500 each month. If we divvied up 50% of that to needs, $5,250 would go to needs, 30% would go to wants, $3,150, and then 20% of it will go to savings and debt repayment, $2,100 of it. Now, one more thing to note here is that, you know, these are high-level categories. People can get in just as much trouble financially on the needs side of spending than they do with their wants. You know, they buy too expensive of things like a house or a car. You know, obviously the house is a need, but you can be spending too much on it. The 50-30-20 framework helps with something like this because it kind of gives you those guidelines of what you can spend on needs. And obviously a big part of that need is a house spending. The key to budgeting, it's you want to just become more aware of how you're spending this money. And why it's important is it allows you to spend within your means and make sure that your spending aligns with your values and priorities. You know, just to kind of rehash that, how priorities are what should be driving your spending. So let's talk about how we can implement all of this. And you really want to look at this or call it a wants versus needs audit. So here's a quick step-by-step guide to, you know, evaluating your expenses to determine their necessity. So first step, gather your financial statements and records. You want to collect all relevant financial documents like bank statements, credit card statements, receipts, bills, covering a typical period. You can go as short as a month, 3 months, as long as a year. But you really want to just know, where is my money going each month? Step two is you want to identify your essential needs. Remember, we talked about that exercise of going through and just identifying each area that your money is going to and how should you classify it into those two buckets, wants or needs. So again, you know, we talk about housing, utilities, food, healthcare, transportation as being wants. Then within the breakdown of expenses, you want to differentiate discretionary wants. So you want to identify the expenses that are not strictly necessary for survival, but contribute to your lifestyle or enjoyment. That may be that trip to Europe, or it may be that, you know, Netflix subscription, whatever it is. Could be dining out, entertainment, shopping, you know, hobbies that you have. So they kind of fall into this other bucket where, yeah, you don't need it to survive, but contributes to your enjoyment. All right, then you want to review any miscellaneous expenses. So these are other expenses that may not fit neatly into the needs versus wants categories. A lot of times the expense should jump out at you and say, yes, this is a need or this is a want, but sometimes it doesn't. So you want to look at whether the expenses are truly necessary or they could be considered discretionary. Then after that, you want to calculate your percentages. So total up your expenses, you know, that are categorized as needs and wants, calculate the total or the percentage of your total spending that each category represents. So for just as an example, let's say your total essential needs come out to 2000, your total discretionary wants come out to 800, and your total monthly spending is 2800. So if we take the percentages of that, your percentage of needs comes out to 71%, your percentage of wants comes out to 29%. And then you want to look at it, assess it, and obviously adjust it if you need to. So evaluate the percentage to determine if your spending aligns with your financial goals and priorities. And if obviously the proportion allocated to wants is higher than desired, consider adjusting your spending habits to prioritize the needs more and allocate more towards savings or debt repayment. And then the last step we have is you want to create that spending plan. You know, people call it a budget, but a lot of people really don't like the word budget. So I call it a spending plan instead. And what that is, it's to give you some guidelines or some framework of, you know, just knowing if your money is going to, I think that everyone's question or that they should be asking themselves is, all right, here's this money I have coming in each month. Is it going to the right place? And, you know, kind of these exercises that we talked about really help you do that. Now you can, going forward, you can, you know, you want to do that audit again after a couple of months. Obviously you can continuously monitor your spending and there's apps and tools out there that can help you with this. And they, you know, they'll take in all your transactions, whether, you know, a lot of people do most of their transactions on credit cards or, you know, through their bank. And there are tools out there that will categorize everything for you. So it's not like you have to just download everything to a spreadsheet and manually categorize things. Conducting this thorough audit of your spending and then categorizing purchases, it gives you just valuable insights into your financial habits. And, you know, oftentimes when I tell people to do this, things get jump out at them. They don't realize that they were spending this much on in this area, or that, you know, they didn't realize, you know, that they're ordering Uber Eats and they, you know, they're spending thousands of dollars each month just on ordering out. when, again, if ordering Uber Eats is the most important thing to you, go for it. But most likely, there are other financial priorities that someone has. And by adjusting some of that, where, you know, spending on groceries or something less expensive, it can help them achieve more of what they want to do. No one likes budgeting. I've never met someone that says, yeah, I really live to budget and I live to see where my money's going. But it's one of those exercises that can really, you know, people more focus on, well, how can I get the highest return and what can I do to get a better return? When in reality, you can make a lot more impact if you just focus on where your money's going and if it goes to the right place. So in conclusion, anyone wants, I'd be happy to kind of look at your special situation. You know, we kind of the example we went over that 50-30-20, it's high level. Everyone is different. You know, when we work with someone, we have ways of kind of going into a little more detail or taking the next couple of levels down to really identify if someone's spending is going to the right place. You can schedule a free consultation at bowdisfinancial.com/call. And thank you to everyone who tuned in today. Don't forget to follow The Agent of Wealth on the platform you listen from and leave us a review of the show. We're currently accepting new clients, and if you'd like to schedule a one-on-one consultation with our advisors, please do so at bowdisfinancial.com/call.
Thank you for listening to the Agent of Wealth podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered represents the views and opinions of the guests and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Bowdis Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for professional financial planning and investment advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investments and financial planning.